带领我们可以继续在这边遵守圣安息日。
Thanks to God's guidance that we may continue here to observe the Holy Sabbath.
最近跟一个朋友在聊天。
Recently, I had a conversation with a friend.
他刚来美国不久。
He actually just moved to America.
他对很多地方、很多事情都很好奇。
And he is very curious about many different places and different things he sees.
他说他喜欢尝试新的地方。
He tells me that he likes to try out new things.
去新的地方。
He likes to visit new places.
那怎么办呢？
Well, what should he do?
GPS 一按，车子就带他去了。
And so all he has to do was to bring out the GPS, and the GPS will guide him.
但是人生很多的路啊 ，GPS 没有办法带我们去呢。
But unfortunately, many places in life, GPS cannot take us there.
比如说你刚结婚。
For example, if you just got married,
结婚这条路你没有走过 ，GPS 怎么带呢
？Nobody, you have not crossed the road of a marriage. Where would GPS be able to lead you？
比如说你刚上一个新的学校
，Or for example, you just got to a new school.
这条路你没有走过
，It's a route that you never had taken.
你怎么样走这条新的道路呢 ？GPS 怎么教你呢
？How would GPS be able to teach you how to take this new road that you're upon？
人生有好多路，我们都没有走过。
Many routes in our life we have not yet taken.
我们看耶稣雅记的第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 3.
耶稣雅记第三章，我们把红线夹在耶稣雅记第三章。
Please bookmark Joshua, chapter 3.
耶稣雅记第三章。
Joshua, chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
三章四节。只是你们和约柜相离要量两千肘不可与约柜相近使你们知道所当走的路因为这一条路你们向来没有走过请读
Joshua chapter 3 verse 4 Then you will know which way to go since you have never been this way before but keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark do not go near it
这个以色列百姓本来在旷野走四十年了。
The Israelites they already wandered in the desert for 40 years.
从来没有看过城市了，在旷野哪里有城市
？They have never seen cities, nor city walls.
来到一个新的地方，现在要过约旦河，要到迦南地。
But right now they just came to about to cross the Jordan River to enter into the land of Canaan.
迦南地象征我们可以过着一种胜利的新的生活。
Canaan represents that.We can live a victorious life.
象征着我们可以靠主过着安息的生活。
It means that by relying on Jesus Christ, we can live a life of rest.
那这条路没有走过怎么办呢
？But they have never taken this route before.
我们常常在帮忙教会开灵恩布道会。
I often have the opportunity to hold spiritual convocation for different churches.
那我们好像很有经验呢，这个事情我们做过啊。
Since that we may have a lot of experience because we have done it before.
但是你会发觉到说，好像每个慕道者都不一样。
But have you come to realize that every truth seeker is very different?
每个人的阻挡都不同。
And everyone's obstacle is different.
我们新的工人有很多新的工人也刚开始要帮助这个事情。
And we have many new workers that are about to embark on this new journey.
所以到底我们走一条新的道路要怎么样准备我们自己呢？
So, as we take this new way, how should we prepare ourselves?
小弟今天要特别来强调走怎么样走灵恩布道会这条道路。
So, today I would like to put emphasis on how to prepare ourselves to prepare for spiritual convocation.
有一个工人曾经讲过一句话，我印象很深。
A worker once said to me, I have deep memory of what he said.
他说每一次他到非洲都是一个新的旅程。
He said to me that every time he journeys to Africa, it's a new journey for him.
好像他去过好几次了。
Even though he has visited that place many times.
但是他不敢靠自己的经验。
But he is unwilling to rely on his own experience.
每次去好像都是一条新的道路，需要神新的带领。
Because every time he visits Africa, it's like a new road, a new guidance of God.
那以色列百姓他们怎么来走这一条新的道路呢
？So how would an Israelite take this new way?
我们来看第三章第一节、第二节。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 3, verse 1 and 2.
请你读。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 1. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and he went to the Jordan, where they camped before crossing over. Verse 2. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp.
第三节说吩咐百姓说、他们要进迦南地这条路是新的，那么他们做的第一件事情就是走遍营中吩咐百姓。
In verse 3, giving orders to the people. So this is the first instruction given to them that they need to go throughout the camp giving orders.
我们有一条新的路要走、我们要先把神要我们做的事情告诉、能够知道能够告诉大家。
So knowing that we have a new way to take, the first thing we need to do is we need to know and inform others of this new way.
这个灵恩会到了、我们要告诉大家。
So as we are about、to receive the spiritual convocation, we need to inform others.
很多教会在灵恩会之前、他们都会做全体的访问。
Many churches before the spiritual convocation, they would do visitation.
有些老信徒说，哎呀，我常常来，不用访问啊。
Some of the members will say, oh, I come to church a lot, you don't need to come and visit me.
那其实不是那个意思了、
It doesn't mean, that is not the purpose of visitation.
其实啊，我们常常彼此探访啊，能够增进彼此的情感。
The purpose of visitation is that through visitation, we can increase the relationship with one another.
如果你不曾到过我的家，你很难了解我是一个什么样的人。
If you never visited my home, it is very hard for you to understand, what kind of life I live, or what kind of person I am.
不知道怎么帮助我。
And you would not know how to help me.
如果我们走到人家家里面去，光看他的摆设啊，他这个摆设就已经把他的品格啊，他的 personality 摆设出来了。
Many times when we visit someone's home through their interior design and decoration, we can tell their personality.
我们就可以比较知道怎么帮助这个人。
And we're able to help them out.
我这一辈子最喜乐的时光呢，常常跟这个家庭聚会有关系。
And throughout my life, the most happiest times happen to be in many of the family services I attended.
小弟以前是属于纽泽西教会。
I used to belong to New Jersey Elizabeth Church.
我住在西北区。我住在 Northwest area.
I lived in the Northwest region.
我们的邻居有这个像周硕君执事，有这个很多弟兄姐妹住在附近呢。
And many of the neighbors, one of them including included Dick and Sean.
So 我们每个礼拜啊，我们聚集两次。
Every week we'll meet or fellowship twice.
我们在一个人的家里面一起祷告。
And we'll meet at one's home and pray.
你试试看，有时候跟弟兄姐妹一起祷告，祷告久了感情很深呢。会离开那个地方呢，你会想念那里的弟兄姐妹，就是曾经跟你一起祷告过的人。
If you have not tried it, you should try it. The longer you spend time praying with a brother or sister, the deeper your relationship is, and you will miss after you leave that place.
所以我建议在座的哈，无论是朋友或是弟兄姐妹，如果您还没有家庭聚会的习惯。
And I recommend those who, if you don't have the habit of going to family services,
其实您真的在教会生活当中呢，损失很大，有个相当大的部分。
You have missed a great part of church fellowship.
耶稣说你们要彼此相爱。
Jesus Christ instructed us that we should love one another.
因为你们彼此相爱，众人就可以看出你是我们的门，你们是我的门徒。
And through your love, others can see that you are my disciples.
其实，在彼此相爱当中，我们彼此学到很多别人的优点。
And when we love one another, we can also learn from one another.
我印象很深刻有一条路我没有走过，就是生孩子的路没走过。
One of my deepest memories is there's a route that I never have taken, and that is having children.
我不像你们这么幸运爸爸妈妈来帮忙坐月子。
Unfortunately, I'm not as lucky as many of you, where you have parents to help out.
或者是住月子中心
Or have the opportunity to go to different.
我印象很深刻就是 professional care
A professional cares.
印象很深刻，每次我下班回到家，我们家门口都是摆着弟兄姐妹送来的那个什么什么东东啦，都不知道那什么东东啦，一大堆东西啦。
And I remember back then, every time when I come home from work, I would see that brothers and sisters will bring different stuff to my home.
有时候那个爱的交流我们对别人做的很少，但是我总觉得好像人家对我们做很多那种爱的交流，让我们很感动。
I personally, I don't think I have done much, but I feel that others have done a lot for me.
所以在家庭彼此探访当中，有一个很甜蜜的爱的交流。
So through family visitation, there is an exchange of love.
所以不要说我是老信徒了，你不要来访问嘛，哈，反正我会来聚会啊。你访问不是为了叫我来聚会吗？
So you don't need to say I'm already an old member. You don't need to come and visit me. I will attend church every week.
当然，我们访问的人也要有一些素养啦，哈，要有一些教导。
And of course, when we do family visitation, those who go visit, we need to have.
我们要不要说别人的短处，把它宣扬出来
？We need to control what we say and what we do.
但是呢，这个探访的工作，着片营中告诉大家现在教会有什么事情哦，有灵恩布道会啊。
And so, just like here, to walk throughout the camp, go through different families and tell them that we have spiritual communication coming up, and different things in church.
我们要一起过河哦，我们要一起来体验神的带领哦。
And to encourage one another, we will cross the Jordan River together. We will together experience God.
所以这个我最近听说我们 RE 啊，宗教教育系有访问了，其实这是很美的事情。
I recently heard that in RE we have family visitation.
我们如果真的人没有办法走到弟兄姐妹的家，我们的关怀一定要到。
If we are unable to visit one's home, then our care should at least reach to their hearts.
我们的电话、我们的 email 一定要跟弟兄姐妹邀约，我们的朋友邀约说，哎，我们有个大会哦。
We should at least make a phone call or even email them and remind them of the coming events.
所以我们工人呢，要特别留意这个工作。
So as holy workers, we need to remind ourselves of this work.
我们弟兄姐妹啊，要特别留意啊，真的，你以前认识的，要特别邀约他们。
And especially those who you used to know, you should also invite them.
诸位，灵布道会真的不一样。
Spiritual convocation is very different.
常常是神啊显荣耀的时候。
It is a time when God shows His glory.
我们把它取成灵恩呐，灵恩就是有很多属灵恩惠的时候。
Why do we call it the spiritual convocation? Because it's a time when there's spiritual gifts and blessings.
我们是布道的，所以我们要邀请朋友来。
And because we're holding evangelical services, therefore we need to ask friends to come.
弟兄姐妹，我们特别谈，我们常常提醒啊，灵恩布道会就是办节期。
We often say that spiritual convocation is like holding a feast.
那以色列百姓啊，他们一年要都要上耶路撒冷守节的，每年都要去的。
As Israelites, every year they would need to visit Jerusalem and observe their festival.
他们有吹角节啊，这个是我们现在就是吹角节啊，要宣扬救恩的时候。
They have the feast of the trumpet where they have to proclaim of their coming events.
他们有祝棚节啊，大家住在一起听摩西律法的时候。
They also have the feast of the tent.The feast of the tent, and they have to. That's where they have to celebrate.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要请大家告诉大家走遍营中。
So we have to tell one another, and we need to walk throughout the camp.
所以请你哈，每个人打五个电话嘛，好不好
？So I ask you if you can to make at least 5 phone calls.
你的朋友了哈，你的家人打五个电话。
To your family members.
可以是组内的，也可以是朋友哈。
It can be your friends, our brothers and sisters.
那必要的话，去他们家小坐一下。
And if necessary, even visit them at home.
大家彼此沟通。
To communicate with one another.
把神的爱带到他们的家里面去。
To take the love of God to their home.
神的平安带到他们的家。
To take the peace of God to their home.
记得临走之前要说平安再会哦。
And make sure that before you leave, say peace be with you.
为什么？
Why?
这是祝福的话。
Because this is the words of blessing.
这个如果他们配得平安，平安就归他们。
If they deserve the peace, then peace will be given to them.
没有参加灵会久，一定很软弱。
If one have not attended spiritual convocation for a very long time, then
they
are weak.
你可以想象一个人他好几年都没有被提醒，主耶稣很爱他。
Remember of someone who has not been reminded how much God loves them for many, many years.
你这么久了都不晓得没有被提醒过主耶稣曾经为我死啊。
For many years, they have not been reminded that Jesus Christ had died for them.
你叫他怎么坚强起来呢？
How can they be strengthened?
所以请拜托我们大家去告诉大家走遍营中。
So I urge you to walk throughout the camp and notify one another.
这条路没有走过。
Because this is a way that we have not taken.
我们大家告诉大家，同心合意来走这条路，彼此关怀来走这条路。
We need to care for one another, tell one another to take this way.
我们再看第三节、第四节。
Let's read verse 3 and verse 4.
耶稣雅记三章三节四节。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 3 and 4.
吩咐百姓说，你们看见主你们神的约柜，又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方跟着约柜。第四节
Verse four.
只是你们和约柜相离要两两千走，不要与约柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向里面走过。请读
Verse 3. Given orders to the people, when you see the Ark of the Covenants of the Lord of your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your position and follow it. Verse 4. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before.
这个如果一条路你从来没有走过，请你跟着约柜走。
If this is a way that you have never taken, then follow the ark.
就是跟着神走了。
It means to follow God.
弟兄姐妹 ，GPS 哦，没有办法代替神呢哦。
Brothers and sisters, GPS can never replace God.
那个，其实我们人生很多未知的事情，我们要尊神为我们的元帅。
There are many unknown things in life that we should respect God as our general.
我们来看约书亚记的第六章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 6.
第六章的十三节、十四节。
Joshua chapter 6.
第五章。
Joshua chapter 5.
约书亚记第五章十三节、十四节。
Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 and 14.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里拔出来的刀，面对站立。约书亚对他到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们呢，还是帮助我们的敌人呢？十四节。
Verse 14.
他回答说，不是的，我来是要做主军队的元帅。耶稣亚就伏伏在地下拜说，我主有什么话吩咐仆人？请读。
13. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for our enemies? 14. Neither, he replied, but as commander of the army of the Lord I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does my Lord have for his servant?
耶稣要再带以色列百姓，他觉得自己很害怕，肩膀很重，责任很大。
Joshua leading the Israelites, he felt heavy burden upon him.
从来没有看过城了，哇，这个城这么高大的哦。
Never seen a city nor a city wall as high as this.
你知道以前哦，他们那个国家，我听一个姐妹一个讲员，他这样分析啊，以前的以色列国啊，他们一个城市就一个国啦，就是一个小国。那每个城市都怕大家彼此相打，所以那么每个城市的墙都建得很高啊。
I once heard a sister mention, that. Because in Israelite, every tribe is itself as own city. Every tribe has its own city, and because they're afraid that they would attack one another, therefore they build their city walls rather high.
他们城啊都是两层的啊，你前面一个城很啊，后面有一个城，你怎么攻得进去呢
？And their walls are too layered, so it's impossible to conquer it.
所以。耶稣亚一抬头一看，哇，完蛋了，这怎么打
？So as Joshua lifts his head and looks at the city wall, he may be wondering how can I conquer the city.
他说不料有一个人手里拔出刀来，面带站着。
And now he sees here a man standing in front of him, drawing a sword in his hand.
他说他要来做元帅的了，他不是帮助你或是帮助你敌人的，他是要来做元帅的。
And this man replies that he is not there for them or for the enemies, but he is there to be the commander.
所以是你帮他，不是他帮你啊。
So it's him to help you, not you to help him.
所以今天呢，有时候我们做圣工，有些领不到来了，我们觉得哇，肩膀好重啊。
Therefore, sometimes as we approach spiritual convocation, we might feel heavy laid burdened by the work of spiritual convocation.
这个事情真的很多要做嘞，哈。
There are many tasks to be done.
所以一想到灵会来啊，我就笑不出来嘞。
And a lot of times when we think about spiritual convocation, we can't even smile.
但是啊，有时候祷告多一点，你一祷告就知道说啊，这个神的工啊，我们只是帮忙而已啊。
But the more you pray, you will come to realize that this is the work of God, and we are only helpers.
神不做工哦，你拼了要死也没有用啊。
And if God is unwilling to work, no matter how hard you try, it's useless.
神要做工哦，那个你轻轻一做，那个你就很高兴了。
But if God is willing to work, all you need to do is try a little effort and you will see them.
所以主要就是要尊神为大了。
So the main point is to honor God.
要俯伏在神脚前。
Is to face down before
God. 你做我的主人啊，我跟从你走就对了。
You are my master and I will follow you.
所以哦，我觉得说我们为什么要强调弟兄姐妹，请大家祷告，就是拜托主耶稣来做我们的主人。
So why do we need to constantly remind our brothers and sisters to continue pray for the event? Because we are asking God to be our commander.
你怎么请主耶稣做主人？至少俯伏在他面前，不是吗？
And how do you ask God to be the commander? Is to be face down before him.
所以我们真的不用太过分的担忧。
So we do not to over worry.
过分担忧是一种小信的表现。
Over worry is a representation of lack of faith.
或这样或那样，神都要彰显他的荣耀。
No matter if this or that, God will glorify His name.
我们真正跟随耶柜走，你会很轻松了。
If we truly follow the ark, then our way will be easy.
我们看民数记十章三十三节。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
民数记十章三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 33.
十章三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 33.
十章三十三节、三十四节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 33-34.
以色列人离开主的山往前行了三天的路程，主的耶柜在前面行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。第三十四节。
34.
他们拔营前往，往前行，日间有神的云彩在他们以上。三十五节。
35.
耶柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：“主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散。”厌恨你的人从你面前逃跑。三十六，耶柜停住的时候，他就说：“主神啊，求你回到以色列人千万人之中。”请你读。
Verse 33. So they set out from the mountain of the Lord and traveled for 3 days. The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place to rest. 34. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set out from the camp. 35. Whenever the ark set out, Moses said, Rise up, O Lord. May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee from you before you. 36. Whenever it came to rest, he said, Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel.
那个他们以色列百姓特别写了一首约柜的歌啊。
The Israelites they particularly have a psalm dedicated to the ark.
就是三十五节跟三十六节。
And that is 35, verse 35 and verse 36.
耶柜要走的时候要唱歌哦。
So before the ark sets, then they will start singing.
怎么唱呢
？How would they sing？
我们在座有没有人会填词？我每次都叫那个 Matt 要把它写一写，把这个歌写出来，填一个词。
Any one of you know how to write hymns and Polly can fill in with these words?
那个哈，把它填词。他说：“主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散，愿恨你的人从你面前逃跑。”这个是要走的时候要唱的歌啊。
So they would sing, "Rise up, O Lord! May your enemies be scattered! May your foes flee before you!"
耶柜停住了就开始唱：“主啊，愿你回到以色列千万人当中啊。”
And when the ark rests, then they would sing, "Return, O Lord, to the thousands."
特别记载这个耶柜要在百姓面前呢、啊，走三天。那你跟着耶柜他已经帮你找好了，你到那边就可以休息了。
And here says that the ark will need to be ahead of them for 3 days. So by the time they get there, they have already a place to rest.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天呢，只要跟着耶柜走就好了哈。
So brothers and sisters, today all we need to do is follow the ark.
那到底什么意思呢？在灵恩会这个工作上面，什么叫做跟着耶柜走呢
？So what does it mean, especially in the spiritual convocation, to follow the ark?
我们在座有这么多慕道朋友，你说什么要跟着耶柜走？就是圣灵在哪里做工，我们就去跟圣灵同工。
And that means among us there are many truth seekers. So wherever the Holy Spirit works, that's where we work.
真的教会需要你，你就去被呼召，你就去做。
And if church needs you and calls upon you, then you will be there and be able to work.
我们当中真的慕道者很多嘞，有时候真的不知道怎么办。
Indeed, among us where we have many truth seekers.
每个人神的带领都不一样。
And everyone's guidance appears to be different.
那你仔细看真的有的人身上神就在他们身上做工
But if you look closely, you will find that God works with them.
有的人他祷告就被神感动奇怪。
A lot of times they pray and they move by God.
人听道理就是很全神贯注，真的很奇妙。
Or when they listen to sermons, then they pay extra attention to.
有的人在生活当中就体会到神的恩惠，很奇妙。
Or they even miraculously experience the grace of God in their life.
有人做异象有人做异象，有人看异梦。
Some of them might see visions, some of them have dreams.
最近小弟到一个朋友家里面去。
Recently, I visited a friend.
他就我真的有时候被这个朋友、啊、那讲的话感动、啊、
And sometimes I'm actually moved by what this friend tells me.
他说、啊、哦，那、啊、晚上哦，每天呢、啊、听录音带听两个小时了、啊。
He tells me that every night he will listen to the CDs for 2 hours.
他每天哦，他会祷告半个小时啊。
And every day he will pray for 30 minutes.
然后有一天呢、啊啊、因为他已经做这样做一段时间哦，那神真的就让他有体会了。
And he has been doing this for quite a long time, so God making experience have experience.
他有一天他做了一个很奇妙的梦啊。
And one night he had a dream.
梦到、哦、有一条大河。
He dreamed that there was a river.
啊，他在里面呢、啊，就是、啊、面向下就洗礼了。
And he was face down to the river, and、啊、he went down and received water baptism.
啊，起来。
And he rose up.、
啊、看到前面呢、啊、有一个圣殿，门就为他开了。
And before him, there's a temple with the doors open for him.
哦，我就觉得说，哇，这个圣上讲的真的是对呢。有时候在后的要在前，在前的在后呢。
And indeed, what the Bible says is true. The first will be the last, and the last will be first.
这个都是神亲自在带啊。
And this is the guidance of God.
然后过了不久，他又做了一个梦。
And not too long after, he had another dream.
梦到很多魔鬼来找他，很多蟑螂出现了。我说蟑螂跟魔鬼摆在一起哦。
He dreamed that there are many satans that came and look after him, and they appear in forms of cockroaches.
然后呢，他就哈利路亚，哈利路亚这样子。
And he keeps shouting hallelujah, hallelujah.
蟑螂这个魔鬼就离开了。
And the cockroaches left.
魔鬼离开了。
The Satan left.
我们能够做什么呢？
What can we do?
我们不能做什么。
There's not much we can do.
神就在他身上动工啊。
Because God is working with him.
啊，所以我们也要跟着去啊，啊，帮助、扶持、引导。
So we should be there to guide, to teach.
你看那个 eunuch 哦，那个太监啊，坐在路上读圣，坐在马车里读圣经。
Look at the story of the eunuch. He was just reading the Bible in his in his cart.
腓力看到了就过去说、欸、你懂不懂你要读你在读的是什么东西呢？
And Philip approached him and said, do you understand what you're reading?
所以我们真的求主耶稣开我们眼睛知道他在哪里工作我们就跟着去就好了。
So we need to ask God to open our eyes to show us where he's working, so we'll be there.
那所以是神在做工不是我们在做工、啊、
So it's God that's working, not us.
那耶柜走了之后呢走到最后人家把耶柜当成一个 idol、啊、把他当成一个偶像就是有耶柜我就一定可以胜利。
And till the end, some of the Israelites treated Arik like an idol. So wherever there's Arik, then they will for sure have victory.
那所以那个以利的两个孩子啊，啊，打败仗了啊，耶柜拿出来一定赢啊，就把耶柜抬出来了。
So when the two sons of Eli they lost the war, they believed that as long as they show up the Arik, then they will be victorious.
今天有给我们一个观念哦，今天我们不要把祷告当成偶像。
So likewise, today we should not treat prayer like an idol.
不是说。我靠祷告，我们是靠神，这完全不一样。祷告是一种我们祈求神的方法。
So we shouldn't say that as long as I have prayed, or indeed we're not relying on prayer, but rather we're relying on God.
这是一种提醒啊，我们祷告是好的事情。
This is a reminder. Prayer is a good thing.
我们来看一下但以理书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
但以理书第八章十九节。
Daniel chapter 8.
第八章十九节。
Daniel chapter 8, verse 19.
第八章十九节
Daniel chapter 8 verse 19
这个但以理、啊、常常进食祷告
Daniel often fast and pray
那、第九章了、哦、第九章的十九节你看第九章那前面又开始进食祷告了
Chapter 9 verse 29
那进食祷告他有一个很正确的态度就是凡事靠神的不是因为他努力祷告 因着他努力祷告
But Daniel has a very good attitude, and he understands that it's everything he should rely on God, and it is not because he prays, then God will fulfill.
我们来看九章的十八节。
Chapter 9, verse 18.
我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼而看顾我们荒凉之地，称你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。我们祷告久了我们有个观念就是说我凡事呢只要我努力祷告神一定要做工这个不是用祷告来绑架神这个观念不对
Often we think that as long as I pray then God should answer we kind of use prayer as a way to bound God
不是这样
It is not like that
我们的心态是在神面前恳求了
it is that we should plead before God.
我们求你动工啊，并不是因为我今天我的意，我真的很认真在做，我尽职在祷告，所以请你动工啊，不是这样子的。
We shouldn't pray that you should work with us because I fast and pray before you because of my righteousness.
乃是因为你的大怜悯啊。
But rather because of your mercy.
所以祷告很重要。
So it is important to pray.
禁食祷告更是得能力的一个钥匙。
And to fast and pray is the source to regain our strength.
但是我们这样的一个好的一个做法啊，不是成为我们的依靠。
But this good habit of ours should not be our reliance.
不是成为我们的偶像。
It shouldn't be our idol.
我们就一位神。
Because we only have one God.
我们靠神。
And we should rely only on God.
我们说靠祷告，就是靠祷告后面那位神。
When we say we rely on prayer, we rely on the God that is behind that prayer.
所以但是我常常觉得说，真的有时候我们祷告好像暂时也看不到什么果效。
But sometimes we might feel that even through prayer, we don't see much result.
有一年呢，那个有一个教会啊，他们祷告好认真，我觉得那个教会两个月禁食祷告，很多弟兄姐妹都很认真在祷告。
There was once when it was a church, they fasted and prayed for almost 2 months.
那次灵布道会啊，没有什么动静。
But in that spiritual convocation, there wasn't much work.
就是感觉到好像没有什么慕道朋友来或是受洗这样子。
They didn't feel that there were many true seekers nor anyone being baptized.
但是我真的被那些同龄感动了，他们很喜乐嘞，什么都没有，但是因为祷告本身就让他整个教会充满了喜乐真的很奇妙。
But I was moved by their prayer. Because of their prayer, the church was filled with joy.
所以整个灵布道会你看到很多弟兄姐妹都很 enjoy 那个大会这样子。
And throughout the spiritual convocation, you can see how brothers and sisters enjoy the holy event.
所以我们凡事依靠神，我们没有重担。
So as long as we rely on God and everything, then we have no burden.
因为神是我们的元帅。
Because God is our commander.
我们跟着耶柜走就好了。
And all we have to do is follow the
ark. 我想任何没有走过的路都是同样的啦。
I think that is applies to all ways that we have never taken.
我们只要凡事靠神，你会看到神怎么样伸手帮助您。
As long as we rely on God, then we will see how God guides.
我们最后再来看一点耶稣雅记第三章。
Lastly, let us turn again back to Joshua chapter 3.
第三章。
Joshua chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第四节开始读。
Verse 4 and 5.
耶稣雅记三章四节五节。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 4 and 5.
只是你们和耶柜相离，要离两千走，不可以耶柜相近，使你们知道首当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。第五节。
Verse 5.
耶稣雅吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天主必在你们当中行其事。请读。
Verse 4. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Verse 5. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
这个灵恩布道会来之前，我们真的要兴起圣洁运动。
So before the spiritual convocation, we need to be alone and be holy.
我们要兴起要兴起圣洁 mobilize。
We need to mobilize everyone the act of holiness.
因为神要动工啊。
Because God will work among us.
神要动工，我们没有办法让神动工，那实在是我们的问题嘞。
If God wants to work with us, but we cannot, we do not, does not allow God to work with us, then that is our problem.
因为我们脏脏的我们脏脏的神怎么跟我们做工呢？
If we are dirty, how does God work with us?
所以我们真的要在这段时间特别提醒我们要圣洁。
So in this time, we should remind ourselves that we need to keep ourselves holy.
什么叫自洁呢？
What does it mean to be, to cleanse ourselves?
我们看出埃及记十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
十九章我们来读十四节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 14.
出埃及记十九章十四节。
Exodus chapter 19 verse 14.
摩西下山往百姓那里叫他们自洁，他们就洗衣服自洁就是要洗衣服
Verse 14. After Moses had gone down to the mountain to the people, he consecrated them and they washed their clothes.
所以灵布道会来的时候，你衣服要洗干净
So first, we need to remind ourselves we need to wash our clothes.
当然不是这个意思
Of course, does we do not take the
physical, 当然衣服干净是比较好啦
meaning of it. Of course, it means that we need to dress ourselves properly.
衣服干净是比较好, it's better to have clean clothes, right?
It is better to have clean clothes.
而且是衣服代表行为啦。
Clothes means our actions.
我们的行为要干净。
Our behaviors need to be holy.
我们的言语、我们的心思、我们所做的。
We need to consecrate our thoughts, our words, our doings.
所以我们要特别在这段时间祷告求神原谅我们的不是。
So during this time, we need to ask for the forgiveness of God.
那个学生，我们的学生常常在有一段时间，SAC之前， 他们有media fast， 有这个不是禁止祷告而已， 他们有media fast， 就是说， 网络几天不上网这样子。
For our religious education student spiritual convocation, before the spiritual convocation, we will ask our students to have a media fast.
那我觉得林慧来之前，大家生活过单纯一点也是不错了，尽量不要去什么安排自己放纵肉体的情欲吧，这种事情比较少去了。
And so it is important that we also can do likewise to pay attention to the events we arrange for ourselves, right, especially right before the spiritual convocation.
我们要保守眼睛，保守嘴巴，保守心思意念。
We need to consecrate our eyes, our thoughts, our mouth.
他们古代还有个观念呢，哈。
In the Old Testament, they have another idea.
我们来看出埃及记19章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter
19.
Of course, in the Old Testament, what we take is the spiritual meaning of it.
我们看19章的19节。 前面讲要洗衣服嘛，对不对？
Chapter 19, verse 19. So previously we read that they need to...
19章14节说要洗衣服嘛，对不对？
So in verse 14, we read that they need to wash their clothes.
那15节说呢， 对百姓说第三天要预备好了，不可亲近女人啊。
15, then he said to the people, prepare yourselves for the third day, abstain from sexual relations.
这个性不是罪，如果是跟神所赐福的配偶，这不是罪了。
Sex itself is not a sin, especially if it's between you and your spouse.
但是如果你有一个特别祷告的时候，
But if you have a dedicated time for prayer,
我们来看一下，这是做参考了。
This is for your reference.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
1 Corinthians chapter 7.
第五节。
Verse 5.
七章五节六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5 and 6.
第五节就好了。
第五节。 Verse 5.
夫妻不可彼此亏负，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房。 我要专心祷告，方可。以后能要同房，免得撒旦趁你们情不自禁引诱你们。这个谈到，如果要专心祷告的那个时间呢，要分房。
Here says that if you to dedicate a time for prayer.
所以其实小弟认为，禁食跟禁欲本身是划等号的。
So I personally think that to fast and pray and to also fast from physical desire, it should be as equally important.
所以如果那一餐不进食，那个时候也是禁欲的时间。
And so if at that time you decided to fast and pray, it should also be the time where we fast from our physical desires.
那其实自节，要见神，就提醒我们，不是说你那个性是罪，而是说在这段时间里面，你要特别远离那些淫乱的事情了。
So we're not to say that sex itself is sin, but it's that time that we should be away from
sexual immorality.
From sexual immorality.
就是我们要特别提醒自己，因为在这时代呢，我们不洁常常跟这个男女有关系啊。
It is important that we remind ourselves of this.
那我们其实要自洁，就是要常常借着祷告清洗我们的污秽。
And how do we self-control? And that is
要常常自洁，不是自洁，自己感自洁。
And how do we consecrate ourselves?
就是要常常祷告。
Is to often pray.
我们看希伯来书4章16节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书4章16节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
4章16节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩座前，为要得怜悯，施蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。我们为什么临步道会之前一直请教他说拜托祷告祷告进食祷告拜托祷告，为什么呢？
Why do we constantly remind ourselves that right before spiritual convocation we need to pray and pray？
除了求神做我们的元帅之外啊，
Besides asking God to be our commander,
就是要自洁，你就要常常祷告啊。
And to consecrate ourselves, we need to often pray.
你不祷告怎么认罪？你不祷告怎么样得到干净呢？
If we don't pray, how can we repent? If we don't pray, how can we consecrate ourselves?
所以它不是形式啊。
So it is not only a formality.
而是真的在祷告当中呢，反省我们自己的生命。
But through prayer to reflect upon our life.
我们真的要准备好主耶稣跟我们动工，让更多人得到恩惠。
To prepare ourselves so God can work with us and more people can receive His grace.
这个哦，一定要大家都来。
And this needs to be done by every single one of us.
如果我们当中有一些人不做啊，有时候我们就会影响整体啊。
If there's just a few people who are unwilling to follow it, then that might affect the entire group.
所以我们请大家都来做圣洁的运动。
So we ask everyone to take upon the to motivate ourselves to consecrate.
主耶稣会纪念你，然后就是这么一个礼拜，请大家更用力更。专心的来服侍神。
God will remember us for it to use that this week to put in more effort to put in more time.
这条路我们没有走过。
We have never taken this way.
每一次灵会都是新的路。
Every spiritual convocation is a new road.
每一次准备都是新的准备。
Every preparation is a new preparation.
每一次的慕道朋友都是新的慕道朋友。
Every truth seeker is a new truth seeker.
或者他们有不同的新的问题。
They have new problems.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may God help us.
能够知道走怎么样这一条道路。
So we may know how to take this way.
能够走遍营中。
So we can walk throughout the camp.
能够跟随违规。
We can follow the ark.
能够自洁。
And we can consecrate ourselves.
相信主耶稣的恩惠会跟我们同在。
And I believe that the grace of God will be with us.
愿主的恩惠平安常常跟大家同在。
May the grace and peace of God be among us always.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
284首。
284.